Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, so far, Mouser Gray is the only customer that Lum, the barber, has had in his newly opened tonsorial parlor. And it was necessary for Lum to pay Mousie 75 cents to persuade him to submit himself to Lum's razor. The only other official call Lum has had was his competitor, Mose Moots, who called to suggest that Lum pick out some other trade to follow. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store apparently objecting to some new suggestion of Lum's. Listen.
Now, listen, Lum. I ain't gonna get in that barber chair and let you shave me, and it ain't no use to argue about it.
Well, I got to practice on somebody, Abner, and ain't nobody else here.
Well, I thought you claimed you was a natural-born barber. Never needed no praxis or experience or nothing like that.
Well, I got natural-born talents for it, but I found out yesterday when I shaving Mousie that I need a little practice.
I could have told you that.
I never heard a man complain like Mousie done in all my life. But he'd think I was killing him.
It looked to me like he was, too.
Oh, he was just putting that on.
Putting on?
I shave myself all the time. That don't hurt me much.
Well, all right. Why don't you just stick to shaving yourself, then?
Because I need practice in shaving somebody else. That's why.
Oh, fiddle.
I found out you have to hold your arm different and hold the razor at a different angle and get a different grip on it. Come on, Abner. Get in the chair there once.
No, sir. No, sir. I don't want you ruining my whiskers, Lum. I've got them just the way I want them. Worked for years to get them just this way.
I'll be careful. Come on, Abner. The rest will do you good.
The rest?
Why, sure. I'll tip the chair back, and all you have to do is just lay there and rest.
Just lay there on the floor, you mean?
No.
Well, that's where I'll land when you try to tip back that chair. That thing ain't safe. You tip it back, and it goes clean over, and you know it, Lum.
I've got it tied up to where it don't tip clean over no more. Come on, Abner, please. Don't you want to help your feller man?
Well, yeah, I reckon so, but I got to protect myself too, Lum. Besides, I done helped you. I helped you talk Mose Moots out of beating you up yesterday when he come over here.
Well, I weren't afeard of him, though. Hardly. He can't scare me out of the barbering business, I'll tell him that right now. This is a free country.
Well, I'm helping you out by renting you space in my store for your barber shop, ain't I? And yesterday I gave your barber chair back to you after I'd wind it from you in a bet we made. Okay, that ought to be enough help from one feller, looks to me like.
Well, yeah, you done your share all right, and I appreciate it. But what I'm asking of you now ain't hardly nothing at all.
Hardly nothing?
Well, you ought to be glad to do it. Wished I had a chance to sit down and rest and get a free shave.
Doggett, I'll be glad to give you one if that's what you want. Just crawl
well,
right up.
Well, that wouldn't give me no practice, though. Listen, Abner, would you just sit in the chair for half a second and see if the chair feels comfort now since I fixed it?
Well, Lord, I don't mind doing that, but that's all the farther I'll go along.
Well, good. Here, I'll help you.
I can make it by you myself. I ain't that old. Turn me loose. Get up my chair.
That's it. Now, how does it feel now? Does it set good?
Well, it's all right, I reckon. The seat's a little bumpy there where one of the springs is breaking through the leather, but that's... Hey, wait just a minute. What are you putting that rope around me for, Lum?
It's just a safety precautions is all.
Huh?
I want to let the back of the chair down once, and just in case it don't hold, I don't want you to fall out of the chair. Yeah, that's what this rope's for. Let me try it.
Well, you don't have to tie my arms up, too, do you?
Yes, you do.
You can I just have my arm free, Lum?
No, well, you'll just be in here a second. No, I won't bother to change that now.
No, Lum, you ain't aiming to shave me while you got me tied up this way, are you?
Now, where in the world did you ever get an idea like that?
Lum, Edders, if that's what you got in your mind, I'll have the law on you. I'll get Uncle Henry Lunsford to arrest you and run you clean out of town.
Take it easy, Abner. Don't get yourself all worked up over nothing.
Well, I'm scared.
Here we go back now. Steady.
Careful now, Lum.
Granny's works pretty smooth, don't it?
I don't know. It's making so much noise, I couldn't hear how it worked.
Yes, sir, that's all right. Abner, would you mind if I just practice putting the lather on your face?
Now, wait a minute now, Lum. You said all you wanted me to do was just to see if a chair is comfort. And it is. So just let me right out of here.
That'll just take a second. I got the brush and shaving soap right here.
Lum, now, I don't want no lather on my face, Lum.
I'll take it off right away. don't see what you're making such a fuss for.
Well, at least keep the dadgum soap out of my mouth,
oh,
Mom.
Excuse me. See, no. It's little things like that that I got to learn.
Well, learn them on somebody else, then.
Grannies, wait a minute. I forgot to put the hot towels on your face.
Hot towels? Now, just a minute now,
Mom. It won't
take
but half a minute, Abner.
I ain't going to lay here all tied up while you heat up a batch of water and try to scald me to
death. The water's done heated, and I got the towels and everything.
I don't want them.
They're back in the feed room. I'll get them right now.
Now, Mom, I'm going to get the law on you for this.
For goodness sakes, I don't see what you're raising such a ruckus for. How else can I ever get to be a high-class tonsorial barbarian unless I practice?
I've told you half a dozen times,
I'll
Mom.
I'll be right back with the towels.
Now, Mom, you come back here now. Dad, blame it anyway. If he scalds me just one tiny little bit, I'm going to slap him in the penitentiary so fast he won't know what slapped him. Lom, you come back here now and untie me right this minute.
I'm coming, Abner. Don't get excited.
Don't get here. I am about to be scalded to death, and he says don't get excited. Hurry up, Lom. Untie me.
I'm coming. Just hold your horse.
Now, wait a minute. Now, get away from me with that towel, Lom. Get away
this
now.
This will
get away.
Feel good on you, Abner. You'll enjoy
get
this.
Get that thing away from me, Lom.
There you are. How's that? Does that feel too hot?
No, it ain't too hot.
Don't burn you none at all, huh?
No, not at all.
Not even a bit?
No.
Not even a little tiny bit?
Uh-uh.
Dadgummit. I knowed I didn't have the towels hot enough. But I'll take it back and fix it.
Now, just a minute. Where are you going,
I'll be back in a jiffy. This is one of the most important things in barbarian, getting the towels hot enough.
Hi, doggies, I ain't going to stand for this one more second. Lom Edders, do you hear me? I ain't going to stand for this.
I hear you.
Well, I mean it, too. Every single word of it. Doggies, I'll have the law on you, Lom. That's what I'll do. I'll have you arrested. Wait a minute. That was our ring. Lom, untie me so as I can answer the phone here. Hurry up, Lom.
Well, go ahead and answer it.
Well, I can't get out of the chair here. You got me tied up.
Well, go ahead and answer the phone.
Lom, come here and untie me, will you? So as I can answer the thing, I can't get out of the chair. Hurry up, Lom.
Well, never mind. I'll answer it myself.
Huh?
I'll answer it.
Oh, for the land's sakes, I'll lie.
Hello, the Deluxe Tonsoil Parlor, L. Edwards, Barbarian and Shampoo is talking. How's that? Why, sure, I believe I can find time for you, mister. Well, I got a customer in the chair right now.
Mom, let me talk to whoever that is on the phone there.
Yeah, he's just about done now.
Oh, doggies, I'm done. I'm worse than done.
That hard? Why, that's just some youngins out
there.
Let
me out of this chair now, will you?
Just a minute, Mr. Abner. For goodness sakes, hush up. You're ruining a sale.
I don't care, Lom. I'm going to have you arrested for this. Get me out of here now, Lom.
Well, if that towel's burning you, just take it off.
Well, I can't. You got my hands tied, Lom.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll be through here in just a minute. Hello.
Lom, hurry up.
I'll be looking for you. All right, fine. You betcha. Goodbye. Grannies. Business is picking up now, you know. That was some new drummer in town.
I don't care who it is, Lom. Get this towel off of me and hurry up about it.
Did you get a little red there?
Red? I reckon am I blistered bad, Lom?
Oh, no, them ain't no blisters. That redness looks good on you. Gives you some color. Makes you look healthy.
No, but I never was so unhealthy in my life as I am right this minute.
Well, just rest there a little bit and you'll be all right. Just relax while I put some more lather on your face.
More lather? Now, what do I need any more lather on here for, Lom?
This soap good.
Lom, for the land's sakes alive, I don't need no more lather on me.
Well, I can't shave you without it, Edmund.
Well, just leave me alone. Shave me. Now, listen here, Lom Edwards. All you said I was supposed to do is just try this chair out one
Abner,
time.
Abner, I got a customer coming, and I just got to practice up before he gets here. Now, be a good feller and help me out.
Well, Lom, I don't mind being a good feller, but I hate to be a scared one. Lom, now, don't get that soap in my mouth now.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. There, that's enough lather, I reckon.
Lom, if you shave off one single hair of my beard, I'm going to lawsuit you clean to the Supreme Court.
I won't touch it. I promise I won't. I'll just shave you where you ought to shave yourself. Don't worry so much. Granny, you fuss more than Mousy did.
Me.
Now, hold steady, because I don't want to cut you none.
Well, that's mighty thoughty of you.
Now, there we go.
Oh, don't, Lom.
I believe I'm getting the hang of this now. How does that razor feel, Abner? Does it appear like it's doing pretty easy?
Well, that all depends on what you're trying to do.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're shaving me, why, it's going awful hard. But if you're skinning me, well, I'd say it's uncommonly easy, I reckon.
There you go. Complaining again. Thought he'd think I was trying to murder you here.
Well, ain't you? Oh, be careful with that razor, Lom.
What's the matter? Is it sort of grabbing hold?
It's grabbing hold, and it ain't letting go, neither.
Well, I'll soon have you finished here.
No, but I don't like the sound of that word, finished.
Uh-oh. Say, Abner, you ain't been eating ketchup, have you?
Ketchup? No.
I didn't think so.
Why, Lum?
Nothing. Just wondered. Wait a minute. Let me look at you here.
Huh?
Abner, do you wear your whiskers a lot longer on one side of your face than you do the other?
Why, of course not. That looks silly.
Yeah, you're right. It does. Or would. Abner, I just recollect. I got an errand I'm supposed to run. I'll see you later.
Well, wait a minute. Untie me before you go any place, Lum.
I'll send Cedric or somebody over to untie you.
Huh?
And when that drummer comes in for a shave, tell him I may be out of town for a few days.